From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as the U.S. president Tuesday, President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said, "Our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease."
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
You could visit voanews.com for the latest on President Obama's speech. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, with three opposition headquarters buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. The AFP reports at least two burnt bodies could be seen in the fire-ravaged UDPS offices. Two others were burned alive and another injured. The renewed violence comes after opposition groups on Monday said more than 50 people had died in protests calling for Kabila's resignation. A Finnish court Tuesday jailed five members of Cuba's national volleyball team for gang-raping a woman during a volleyball World League championship in July. This is VOA News. South African police fired stun grenades in Johannesburg Tuesday. It comes as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced fee increases. TV footage showed stun grenades being fired to clear the major road in Johannesburg, while local media said 31 people had been arrested. Fasiha Hassan is a student representative.
We are calling for free and quality education. We need the commission to be sped up, the terms of reference to change, not just from feasibility, but to how we're going to realize it. And we want timelines. When are we going to be implementing free and quality education?
Tuesday's protests come a day after the government said that next year's fee hikes would be capped at 8%. Libya's Arabian Gulf Oil Company said Tuesday that its output had risen to 210 barrels per day after production resumed at two fields. A spokesman says that they would maintain production at the level and they're capable of increasing it. The UN said Tuesday it suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilians. Jens Lerelki is a spokesman for the UN humanitarian agency.
This very, very dark day for humanitarians in Syria, and I say across the world, because I think there has been a moment of shock and, frankly, disgust by this attack. At this point, we remain committed and undeterred to continue to the best of our ability to help all Syrians in need.
Lerke said the convoy had been carrying food and non-food aid for some 78,000 people. Israel's military says troops shot and killed a knife-wielding Palestinian who attacked a soldier near the West Bank city of Hebron. Tuesday's attack is the latest in a recent surge in Palestinian attacks that shattered weeks of relative calm. Greek authorities arrested nine migrants and sent in riot police after clashes and a massive blaze at a camp for asylum seekers on the island of Lesbos, according to police on Tuesday. Some 5,000 migrants were forced to flee on Monday when dozens of tents and shelters at the Moura camp were torched in the blaze. Hollywood star Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce from Brad Pitt and is seeking custody of their six children. It came in legal documents filed Monday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.